You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
We've heard your stories. And frankly, we've heard too many of them. You crash your drone and you end up sending it to the manufacturer only to get it back months later. Doesn't that suck?
Yes.
That's why you gotta check out our boys at unmannedsas.com/droneu. Why? Because if you send your drone to them, it's going to cost you $29.95 to get it diagnosed, to find out what's going wrong with your drone. But good news is, if you elect to use their service to fix your drone, they're going to give you $20 of that back towards fixing your drone. Again, go to unmannedsas.com/droneu, because chances are you're going to get your drone back in about 2 weeks in most cases. So again, that's unmannedsas.com/droneu. Also, shout out to our friends that make my stomach always feel good. Rob, does it make your stomach feel good? I'm talking about Charky. It's funny that you say it like that. If you're about health, if you're about grass-fed meat, if you are on a paleo diet, or maybe your wife needs a good gluten-free snack that you can enjoy too, if you meet any of those categories, you've got to check out Charky Lamb Jerky. Just go to charky.love and it'll take you right away to the Amazon sweet and spicy. There are three different flavors, but sweet and spicy is my personal favorite.
They're all good, Paul.
They are.
I literally do not have a favorite. You just put them in front of me and I'll eat it. I don't care what flavor it is.
I know. I keep having to replace this bag that's right here.
Yes, you do. Please keep leaving them there.
I will. Anyway, guys, you got to check it out. It tastes so good and savory. I mean, this meat is something I've never been a jerky fan until really now. And I'm not just saying that. I really mean that. Come by the office and I'll eat this in front of you. I'll eat it on camera. I don't care. It's delicious. You got to check it out. Charky.love. Anyway, guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 518. Hope you guys are having a fantastic week. Thanks for hanging out with us. As always, we appreciate it.
We definitely do appreciate it. Thanks again for the reviews on Living the Drone Life, the book that we wrote about living the drone life, because we wouldn't sit here and tell you all this drone knowledge unless I actually went out in the world and lived the drone life. So again, thank you guys for listening in. We've got a great question today talking about how to really market yourself in demo reels. How can you customize that demo reel to really make it pop? You know, we've got this question from one of our members who is turning his passion into profit. Love Why don't it. You go ahead and play that question, Rob?
Hey guys, love your podcast. I just had a question about making a reel. I have compiled a list of all my footage from 2016 and I'm ready to make my reel. And when I normally make a video that I post online, I try to keep it to about a minute to 2 minutes at the longest. So I'm wondering if that applies to reels as well. So how long should I make my reel and how many should I make? Should I split it up into different categories of the filming that I've done? Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Micah. By the way, guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and submit that question. As we say all the time, if you're thinking of it, so is a lot of other people.
And trust me, a lot of other people are also asking it through email to Rob, but he gives them automated responses. So.
Man, I would love... We're to the point that we just can't get to everybody's email questions as much as we'd love to. We have to have you guys come through the Astro New Podcast.
It's
I
growing.
I really, really wish we could, and we do as many as we can, but... Yes. Paul, there's too many.
That, you know
what? I was up till 2 a.m. last night just dealing with emails.
What?
That's not whining. Just letting y'all know, we're working it. We're trying to keep up with you guys. We appreciate every
single... If you guys don't believe
single...
that we're not working hard, I mean, even the time I spend on the elliptical is time spent on Google
Seriously.
Docs.
And believe me, guys, this is not a complaint because we're having a ball and we love interacting with you guys. So thank you.
Yes, no, we really do appreciate it. And it's a lot of fun really helping you guys and seeing so many people become successful. You know, we're really excited for the future and what we're going to be doing. Personally, I'm really excited about the drone you fly in and meeting more of the people that are a part of this community because it's so much fun. And last night I wrote up the entire thing on what the fly-in is going to be, the five different exercises we're going to do, the obstacle courses, the search and rescue teams, the competition for Drone U Elite. I mean, it's a lot of stuff.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. We still got to figure out where we're going to do it, but...
Yeah, but it'll also be a great place to film parts of your demo reel if you ever wanted to show clients just how much control you have. Because when you're flying through these obstacles and you can record it with your drone, people are going to be like, whoa, you flew through a 3-foot hole and recorded it and did this nice tilting motion up to make it like cinematic. Wow, that's impressive.
I think we should build a ranch fence to replicate one of your sort of original shots.
Fly through the fence
on the old ranch of Mr. You-Know-Who.
Mr. Don Imus.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I flew through Don Imus's ranch.
But that was kind of, maybe this isn't accurate, but I think so. It's like one of your first, like, whoa, look at him flying moments.
Yeah, totally. Right? Yeah, no, that's when people started to take me seriously. We're like, wow, this guy can fly. But talking about demo reels, personally, whatever you do for your demo reel should have a personal touch. Look, I know a lot of you guys are going to Fiverr.com and they're getting intros made. You're having custom logos made. And, you know, even Curtis Dart from Dart Drones creates logos for people as a part of their whole Dart Drones thing, which that's cool.
Sure.
But guys, if you really want to stand out and you have the money, don't be afraid to hire an animator and get a special intro made for yourself. You can put all of your stuff here at Drone U. We actually have, what is it, like 4 or 5 intros coming through right now that were all custom designed. So the first part of your demo reel should showcase who you are or the business, whether that's in 5 seconds, whether that's in just a title, or whether that's in an on-camera interview of, hey guys, my name is Paul, and I wanted to let you know what it's like to live the drone life, what services I can provide, how we're going to do it. You should really customize it. You know, he asked the question, should I do multiple videos for different categories? I think that's a great idea. To be honest with you, I've put one long video together before. It was about 12 minutes long, and it showcased, you know, aerial photography, aerial videography, talking about mapping, talking about, you know, these different jobs that we've done for people, talking about thermography. You know, people love to see the examples. They love to see how it works, because as soon as they can visualize how something is done, it's a lot easier for them to hire you.
So you surprised me with the answer to that question, actually, because you've said in the past, and I think it could probably be both. It's good to actually put it all into one reel so that people can watch one reel and know all of the things that you're capable of doing.
And I think that's really important when you're doing an in-person meeting.
Right.
You know, if you're marketing yourself online, I think it's actually super critical to separate those things.
So really, I think it comes down, I mean, first of all, I know these are a lot of work. They take a lot of time. They take a fair amount of money to put a good one together, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, actually, it's funny because earlier this week, I was like, man, I got to start getting all my footage together for my demo reel, because I'm going out to Arizona to go film a class and also film a Charkey commercial, actually. And one of the things I was thinking of is, well, what awesome epic shots can I get while I'm out there? Because I'm going to be in some really unique places that I haven't been yet, actually. We're going to a couple new lakes in Arizona I haven't been to.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In Arizona you haven't been to?
Canyon Lake.
Interesting.
I guess is one. Saguaro is another one.
Very cool.
Yeah. So,
I didn't know there were that many lakes that were like boatable.
Yeah. I didn't
In Arizona. You didn't know about. Anyways, that's cool. So I'm trying to think of the best way to ask this question, but maybe I'll just say it. When you do your reel, are you going to do one longer one that encapsulates all the different things you can do, or are you going to do it in a way that Micah suggested, different categories?
I'm going to do different categories. I'm going to upload them into different categories, but when I'm doing in-person or I'm doing networking events or association meetings, I'm putting all those videos together so that way people can see in one succinct swoop move. Besides, when you're at a networking event, if you have good captivating content, 10 minutes goes by really fast. Like my construction presentation, I think, is 17 minutes long. And when I went to the Subcontractors Association and gave that, people were like, this was one of the best presentations I've ever seen, like blah, blah, blah. So, you know.
So to clarify, when you say your presentation, that wasn't all real. That included you talking and introducing the reel and
so another
starting
thing,
and stopping and so forth, right?
Yes. Okay. Another thing, just for a lot of people, when I do associations or networking meetings or presentations, I never use PowerPoint. PowerPoint is for geriatrics, okay? You want to impress people, do a video presentation.
So I just heard a lot of breaks going,
Well, do you want to maintain the competitive advantage or not? You're supposed to be a media company. If you can't produce media to present to people to showcase what you can do, sorry, but people are going to sit here and go, why would I pay this guy thousands of dollars when he's showing me some PowerPoint? Like, honestly, I felt bad for the guy that presented right before I did in this specific meeting because he had pictures that he was cycling through on Windows Media Player. Like, it was a joke.
Ouch. Was he geriatric?
No, he was maybe 10 years older than me, but he might as well be a geriatric when it came to technology.
Interesting. Okay, so if you're going to say that PowerPoint sucks, what's the alternative? How do you
video presentation.
It? Okay, but okay, so like you did where you're starting and stopping.
So like, okay, here, I'll pull up my construction presentation right now.
Oh, boy.
So my construction presentation, look, starts out with I'm in a restricted airspace. So we got special permission to fly in this airspace, but let's see. You might be able to hear it. You might not. It starts. It's like we talk about, you know, what is drone you? Your demo reel should say, see, so I tell them about the podcast.
You used our intro, okay.
Mm-hmm, because I want them to know what drone you is all about. We're more than just flying. Then what I do, and let me just speed this up really quick, and I got to get back to a succinct definition of demo reels. But then what I do is I say, okay, what is a drone? You know, like... We've experienced and this was Jason, who I'm now not friends with, but
that's
anyway. But it ends with
to the first two. First, we've discovered how to fit lots of sensors into smaller and smaller devices which connect to the internet. Sensors like gyroscopes, compasses, microphones, cameras, GPS, NFC, and biometric readers. Second, we've realized just how powerful individual sensors can be when working together. Take search, GPS, and photography, for example. By themselves, these devices are useful. In concert, they bring a whole new dimension to our everyday lives. If I take a picture of a road sign, a smartphone knows the exact location, date, and time of the image capture.
So at this point, everybody, including yourself, is just listening to the video, obviously.
Exactly.
You've hit play, you're listening, and then you're going to stop it, and you're going to talk for a while.
Yes, but here's the reason I'm still playing it is because at the end here, he says, Paul, if I were to wrap this up succinctly, I would say X. So it's like he's talking to me and the audience.
It's like three-dimensional.
Listen.
If I were to try to put it in a sentence, Paul, I'd say... Compact sensors working together, fueled by creative software, has caused the innovation we've seen over the last decade.
Boom. And then, so the next part of my presentation is I say, if anyone can tell me when the very first drone is, I will give them, and I give out some, like a book or drone you stuff, or anyway. And then I show them this footage that we found from 1955.
A new drone plane for reconnaissance purposes makes its army debut at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. The tiny pilotless craft is launched from a 60-foot catapult with the aid of JETO, jet-assisted takeoff.
Narration.
It's going in a hurry.
So I show them what drones are to expand their mind beyond a drone is something that spies on me. Because last night on there was that APB show that was on Fox, literally last night, and there was an Inspire 1 flying around and shooting projectiles at people, taking them down. Like, that is the image that is being cast about drones right now.
Yeah, we don't want
right
that
now.
Image out there in
no,
people's
so,
minds.
So I tell people who I am, right? I build credibility and authority. I tell people what drones are. Mm-hmm. And then I explain and go through all the services that drones can provide. So if you're doing a demo reel, just to kind of bring it all back together, you know, who are you? What are drones? What can you do? When you're presenting this in person, all in one video, when you're presenting this online, you should break it up. Here's my stuff that I've shot for construction. Now, here's another thing, too. If you haven't shot stuff for construction, but you want to shoot construction for money, go out and shoot construction and do it for free.
So this is a little bit of a departure from what we're used to with reels, because typically a reel has been, you just start out with the visual candy and that takes you all the way through. You're adding a little bit more in the beginning of that. Are you suggesting that people start to do that more with their reel?
No, I'm suggesting that people start to think about it more with their presentations, because your reel should be an integral part of your presentation. And I really should have done a better job of explaining that at first, but I'm glad that you asked that question, because there is a presentation aspect to your demo reel. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, no, it totally makes sense. It kind of just ultimately depends on what your end use for this particular piece of media is.
Exactly.
If it's a traditional piece of media that you're just putting out for people to see visually what you do, then you'd stick with the original sort of styled reel, right?
Yeah. So let's go on the instance that I'm creating a demo reel just because I love shooting video. I'm going to try to have, you know, nice cinematic music, have just a quick little intro talking about me, and then it's, you know, bam, 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 epic aerial, epic aerial, epic aerial. And you're constantly trying to engage people. You want to also showcase how your footage can be manipulated. So you want to show speed ramps up. You want to show speed ramps down. You want to show how you can get different footage and really edit it in a way that it looks different. Even if you do like black and white stuff, you know, I mean, you got to showcase your style and what you're capable of. This demo reel should showcase what you can do. They're looking at more than just your video. They're looking at your lighting. In fact, you know what? Let me give you an example. I created last night, as you know, the Google Doc on how I'm going to judge the videos for Drone U Elite for this year. So anyone who wants to become Drone U Elite. And, you know, we talk about like judging lighting, judging color grading, judging like all these things. Like if I were you guys and you're not familiar or you don't have at least a year and a half of experience in video editing, I would highly, highly consider you go out and get your videos edited, because you're only as good as your last video, and your demo reel should be your best video that you put out there.
Sure. You absolutely. Know? That's what everybody is seeing.
Exactly.
And that defines who you are in their minds.
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now here's another thing for our listeners. If you are making a video and you're uploading it online, when you go to Final Cut or you go to Premiere Pro and you're about to export that, make sure that your title and your description of the video are written in before you export, along with your tags and keywords. And make sure your keywords are in your title and description. So when you upload this to YouTube, you already have the metadata in the back of the file already before you upload it to YouTube.
Very cool. That's a good tip.
Helps out a lot.
So what are there elements that you've seen in reels that you would say, don't do that in a reel? Like maybe, I don't know, too long of a speed ramp, or shots that are boom, 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 too quick? Or is there a place for that, depending on what you're
trying
to do?
I think there's a place for that, because you've got to speak to all audiences in your reel, meaning you got to have some nice, slow, smooth shots.
Okay.
You got to have some quick shots. One thing I see all the time in demo reels, and I'm like, oh, don't do that, is, you know, they're down this long track, right? They're flying a straight line. It's a long straight line. And you just see this boop, and it's like the camera moves, you know, the camera shakes, camera yaws left or right. I see that in so many demo reels. Guys, get that out of your demo reel. If you have to only show 6 seconds of a shot instead of 8 seconds of a shot to remove that little awkward, you know, camera movement, get it out of there.
Well, the thing about that is you could have 99% of your demo reel be really, really nice. That one thing is going to throw the visual experience off.
Totally.
And people are going to maybe even just subconsciously, I don't mean to get weird about this, but it impacts them in what they think about your video.
Totally.
So you've got to be careful of that stuff.
It's so true. So true. Anyway, if you're doing demo reels, I think it's great, again, to showcase the different things that you can do when you're in person as one video. If you're uploading these, I would separate them. Like if you're doing construction, you're doing real estate, you know, give people an idea of everything that you can do, not just pictures, but the video, the cinematic motion, your transitions, your titles. Go the extra mile on your demo reel, because then your clients will believe that you will go the extra mile for them, and as you should. I'm just saying the perception is there.
What kind of methods would you suggest using to show your technical expertise or your ability to fly?
Flying near objects, like close to trees, like revealing through trees. Like if you remember my first demo reel, it was like through a fence, through trees.
Behind moving Lamborghini?
Behind moving Lamborghini.
Probably wouldn't recommend that one.
Actually, did
but
you
do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, just that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So also, the, you know, the complex cinematic movements. Here's the thing. this is something a lot of people do not take into effect and or into thought, and it's very relevant. And it's something I didn't think about either until I went to one of these film festivals, which is so subjective. But what happened is you can be the best cinematographer in the world, but if you don't have something cool to shoot, the value of your footage goes down significantly. Right. So when you're making your demo reel, it should not only include your cinematic buttery smooth shots, but it should be your buttery smooth shots in the coolest of places,
mm-hmm.
you know? And also,
so get out and travel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing, you know, if you're like, well, I live in Kentucky, man, there's no, you know, beaches here, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think of David Boggs and those shots that he has.
Oh, some beautiful stuff.
So David Boggs is a member of Drone U, but also he's the guy, he's the victim of the drone slayer who's still in federal court suing the drone slayer. And he takes some of the most amazing pictures that are like right around civil twilight of downtown Kentucky, and they're gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfect example of showcasing something beautiful that doesn't have to be in the Bahamas, you know? It's just about how creative you get. How can you showcase this thing in a unique, cool perspective that people will enjoy?
Yeah, and how do you interpret what your area, your landscape gives you
mm-hmm.
relative to being there at a certain time of day. For example, you think of the desert. There are beautiful times of day in the desert.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying is go find those and take advantage of them
mm-hmm.
to the best of your
yeah,
ability.
Yeah, like your shots in your demo reel should be like, you know, golden hour, obstacle shots, if you're doing just video, you know, really showcase the complex, buttery, smooth movements. But don't forget, guys, tell a story. So many people don't tell a story. You're asking the question, Rob, of what do you see people do? It's difficult, but try to tell a story. Don't just put shots together. Don't just put a bunch of establishing shots together.
Okay.
Intertwine them. Get some ground footage in there. Tell a story.
So for Micah, who's gone through his 2016 material, and now he's going to put together a reel, can you give me an example or give him an example of a story that he could tell hypothetically? Like, are you talking about...
Well, we could do the whole Morgan Freeman where Micah's voice is in the background in a voiceover. And like we start with fade to black. We open up to the opening scene and Micah gets in his car and pulls out. And then we've got another shot that's like, you know, three quarter down the road and we speed ramp boop, 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 his car coming down the road. So it doesn't look like it's in real time. It's kind of mm-hmm. jumping forward and back. And then we see Micah take the drone out of the car and then aerials, aerials, aerials. And then like the next area, or I shot this with this drone, it may be a good idea to say on screen which drone you shot things with so people can get an idea of kind of the quality they're in. But and then, you know, you could have Micah's voice or Morgan Freeman's voice, whoever's voice you want to pay for, and just be like, I'm Micah and I fly drones because I love to fly. Dun, dun, dun. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, because like, reels are typically just music. And so again,
they are.
You're,
why
kind
not
of,
personalize
you're departing
it?
From that. Yeah, no, that's great.
I'm departing from it because, dude, it's a demo reel. It's your personal thing. It is whatever you want it to be. And there's nothing wrong as long as you showcase what you can deliver, the styles you can deliver in, the drones you're using, and why you're important. You know, maybe throw in some research or some statistics about, you know, perspective and keeping things new and fresh and cool. And
no, I think this is great because it is definitely showing people that you can think beyond a reel that you're used to thinking about. I mean, I can imagine, if not guarantee, that the vast majority of people listening to this are thinking of a traditional reel video strung together with music.
Yep.
And you're saying to go beyond that.
Go beyond.
Cool. No,
go
that's
beyond.
Awesome.
Differentiate yourself.
Now I'm excited to see your reel for 2016.
Oh, dude, my reel is going to be a little bit of a mixture of the vlog and the reel, because whenever I do get some damn time, this vlog is going to come together. So anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks again for checking out our book, droneubook.com. If you want to elevate your flight experience, learn to fly like a pro, have crazy confidence, and just enjoy every aspect of flying to an ultimate level, you've got to check out the Drone U community. Become a member at thedroneu.com. Before it's too late. What do I mean? You don't want to be left in the dust. You want that competitive advantage, right? You want to be able to answer questions or get questions answered. You want to be able to have a group of people that are like-minded to help you through problems. It really does shorten the learning curve by a lot. Check it out, thedroneu.com. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.